Hi and welcome. This is Steve Halpern with Super Anti-Aging, the podcast designed to bring you information to help change your life, the life of your friends and your family. And I have some really, really, again, important news today. I was doing a web search and the University of Pennsylvania health system just got an NIH grant for $660,000 to study the effect of sulforaphane, which is found in broccoli seed and especially in strong amounts in physician strength Vitalica, because animal studies have proven that sulforaphane can help protect against lung cancer. Now, the concern is that even though there are more non-smokers than smokers now in the United States, forgetting about the rest of the world, former smokers, as well as current smokers, are still at risk for lung cancer. Even though people have stopped, many years later, they wind up with lung cancer. Now, even if you haven't been a smoker and you somehow managed to get through that era where smoking was every place, you're exposed. Me being a non-smoker, I was exposed. I went to clubs and flew on airplanes and sat in restaurants, walked around New York. Every place there was cigarette smoke. So if you're a baby boomer, it was almost impossible not to have your lungs exposed. And secondarily, air pollution has been shown to have an equally negative effect on lungs, as well as inhaling cannabis. Even though there certainly could be some benefits from cannabis and it's being studied, lungs are at the same risk, and the risk of lung cancer is very, very similar to people who've smoked a great deal of marijuana or cannabis. So the good news is that there seems to be enough evidence in this clinical trial, which hasn't been completed yet, and you don't have to wait for the results of this clinical trial. There's enough science, there's enough animal studies to show that, yes, you might be able to protect against lung cancer. And possibly, and there have been some clinical trials on COPD, chronic obstruction pulmonary disease. In fact, there are people who've never smoked and get lung cancer. And there are people who also have never smoked and get chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Well, it's possible their exposure, their environmental exposure. So how does the sulforaphane work that's found in broccoli seed? And the trick is getting a high enough dose. That's why I always recommend physician formula, the high dose, to protect your lungs and also your throat and your sinuses from the deleterious effect that you currently might be exposed to or previous deleterious effects. Well, it works by causing cancer cells to commit suicide, and it turns on lots and lots of anti-cancer genes. As I said in a previous podcast, talking about cancer and sulforaphane, there are so many studies documenting the effect of this powerful compound. And unfortunately, there's still a lot of misinformation looking at epidemiological studies and saying people who eat, you know, more cruciferous vegetables. Yeah, but how much and how much of this active ingredient is actually found in cruciferous vegetables? And again, a search on the web will turn up sprouts. Well, if you get sprouts and they're properly prepared, 3 days old, from the right seed, and you eat a couple of boxes, really, to get a therapeutic amount that was used in studies, certainly the amount of broccoli sprouts that you might normally consume was not the dose that was used in the breast cancer, prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer studies, or even the study they're doing now. So you don't have to wait. You can start protecting your lungs right now. A previous interesting study actually showed the elimination of toxins. And even in this description of the clinical trial, they talked about how it was shown that sulforaphane helps the body eliminate toxins. Many of these carcinogenic compounds. So please share this information, because unless you live on a mountaintop, breathing fresh air, and was not exposed to any smokers, you're probably at risk. And here's the good news: you can do something to help reduce the risk. Now, the other additional protective factors, certainly green tea, and it's been shown in some Japanese studies, because Japanese were big smokers, that there was a reduction and there was a protection somewhat from green tea. Holy basil, very, very interesting compound, seems to also have a lung protection effect. Berberine from golden seal, another protective lung nutrient. And glutathione. And I prefer oral glutathione, which is very well absorbed and can work well with other nutrients. And for decades, I've been recommending a glutathione pure powder, specially made, not changed in any way when you put it into capsules. And I've suggested for a long, long time that you can titrate the dose if you have the glutathione, pure glutathione powder. It's very, very economical. And you start with maybe a quarter teaspoon and build up. Or if you're exposed to environmental situations that might be problematic, firemen, policemen, people out there being exposed, and that's another reason, environmental exposure. People just by nature of their occupation, you know, truck drivers are exposed to diesel fumes, and, you know, people in heavy traffic, California and Houston and all these places with heavy, heavy air pollution, should be taking a high dose sulforaphane to give them some lung respiratory protection. The glutathione, the special glutathione, is called Talking Herbals Glutathione. It's found at talkingherbals.com, as well as the Physician Strength Vitalica. That's the therapeutic dose that has been studied in these clinical trials. You can also email me if you have questions or you want to see some of these studies that I've talked about at Nutra, NutraSteve at hotmail.com. Please subscribe, because you never know when there's new information like the study I just told you about, lung cancer and clinical trials, and share this with your friends and family, or anyone that might be interested in doing something to protect their health. Again, thank you so, so much for listening.